My older brother had always been the strong one in the family. After my father died, Gene, then 45, became the patriarch. He took Dad's place as the family leader, and he was good at it. Highly educated, well-read, and in excellent physical condition, Gene and his 6-foot-1-inch frame became the one everybody turned to for advice and counsel. 19 years later, in 1998, I was standing in the recovery room of a major Boston hospital when they wheeled Gene in from surgery. He had been diagnosed with prostate cancer 3 months earlier and had undergone a radical prostatectomy, surgical removal of the prostate, on his physician's advice. What I wasn't prepared for was how serious the surgery was, how deep the surgeon's scalpel had to cut, and how careful they had to be to spare critical nerves and blood vessels in order to give him the best chance of retaining his sexual potency and bladder control. I also hadn't realized how much blood he would lose, 6 pints in all. There, lying on the hospital gurney, was someone I barely recognized. His face was ashen, his eyes hollow. Attached to his body were numerous tubes, drains, IVs, a Foley catheter for urine drainage, an oxygen mask, and electronic monitors. My older brother, who 4 hours earlier was the picture of health, appeared to be inches away from death. This experience had a profound impact on me. I had never seen my big brother in such a weakened and vulnerable condition. His situation was also of particular interest because my PSA was elevated, and I was scheduled for a prostate biopsy the following week. Since both my father and brother were prostate cancer victims, my chances of being diagnosed with the same disease were high. I made a promise to myself in the recovery room that day. If I am ever diagnosed with prostate cancer, I will do exhaustive research to determine if there is a reasonable alternative to surgery. 2 years and 3 biopsies later, I was diagnosed and I began my research. I found 4 major treatment options for prostate cancer and 1 essentially unknown alternative. The biggest surprise came when I discovered that the unknown option was quite authentic. It was painless, it involved no invasive surgery, and the success rate on thousands of patients treated over many years was comparable to the, quote, gold standard surgery. I also discovered that with this treatment, there were minimal, if any, long-term side effects, and it was covered by Medicare and most private medical insurance providers. Yet most people, patients, and doctors weren't aware of its existence. After completing my research, which included reading all available technical literature on and off the web and interviewing dozens of prostate cancer patients, I decided to have proton beam therapy at Loma Linda University Cancer Center in Loma Linda, California. This decision changed my life. The baby boomer generation, currently ages 56 to 76, is in the prime prostate cancer age range. And Generation X men, ages 40 to 55, aren't far behind. 1 of 6 men in each group will be diagnosed with prostate cancer. How will they deal with this? Most will choose surgery for prostate removal on their urologist's recommendation. Yet most don't need a radical prostatectomy. They can be treated by non-invasive options, which can provide comparable cure rates, carry far fewer risks than surgery, and preserve the quality of their life. One of these non-invasive options is a state-of-the-art, painless procedure known as proton therapy. The problem is, very few people have even heard of this treatment. They soon will, as dozens of medical centers all over the world are making the multi-million-dollar capital investment in this extraordinary technology. This book is my story. It takes you from the horror of my prostate cancer diagnosis, through several anxious months of research, decision-making, treatment, and life after treatment. This book is also a guide for newly diagnosed men and their families. It's intended to help them navigate through the myriad of technical details, treatment options, medical terminology, and the wide range of emotions that accompany this diagnosis and journey. This is the book I wish had been available to me when I was diagnosed with prostate cancer on August 10th, 2000.